Absolutely. We recently surveyed about several thousand employees throughout the country, as well as several hundred employers. And we were looking for ways to understand how people are looking about their careers and thinking about their careers. What we found is that overall, nearly 80% of all employees are optimistic about the future of their careers. But like you said before, about half of them in the near term feel like they're replaceable. And our research showed that, you know, that 68% of employees are more likely to stay with their current employers if they had opportunities to upskill and reskill and grow with their employees, with their employers. So I think there's a positive here also in the message, even though they're worried about the near term.
Are you looking for businesses somehow to coordinate with, like, University of Phoenix or offer these type of things? How is it that the workforce themselves and the employer kind of help with this advancement?
Yeah, so employers can do quite a bit to actually help on this end. One thing I always recommend employers do is make sure that whatever programs they have internally already don't end when the program ends. They should always offering like continuous, always-on opportunities for reskilling and upskilling, so employees will want to stay and continue to stay and to continue to grow and develop in their career and grow as the business grows as well. Or nearly 70% of employees said they would stay with their employer if they had more opportunities for upskilling and reskilling, which tells me that there's ample opportunity here for employers to do more.
Does this work in all disciplines, all areas, or is it more, I mean, the areas, you know, there's different types of jobs, so how does it all work for, you know, future education, upskilling?
Yeah, I think all employees are looking to sort of grow and develop. I don't think anyone is, even myself, but always trying to find ways to continue to do new things and to advance in their careers. So it's not any one particular industry, any one particular job. I think it works across the board for all types of jobs and all types of industries.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that also you discovered in this index related to employers. You know, retention is tough because it takes an awful lot for the company to train that person, get them, but to keep them, sometimes they forget that part of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's at the end of the day, employees have a multitude of reasons of why they're staying and why they're leaving. But at the core of it all, it's about can I make a contribution? Can I continue to do so? And will I always be able to learn and develop myself and do more and for myself as well as for my family? And I think employers are also very much interested in doing the same thing as well. Many of them today have programs internally to help employees continue to skill and reskill. They just have to find ways to make sure that all employees take advantage of it and use it and make it easy for them to be able to do so.
We've heard many reports over the past year or two about employee turnover, many people either retiring or simply changing jobs. They believe they've got the leverage. How does what you're talking about here play into that, or how does that turnover impact what you're putting out here today?
I think a lot of employees are looking. You know, it's been a really tough 2 years, the pandemic and so forth. Everyone's looking at sort of what happens next and how to go next. I believe, though, that what they're really saying is, you know, they want to figure out what is going to be good for them in the long term, and they're looking for ways to do that, and they would love to have the employers help them find that next step. Employees themselves, I think for them to even take the next step, they have to really start viewing upskilling and learning as part of their job, not something that's off to the side and not something that someone else does, something that they do every day to kind of constantly grow and move forward. And I think I also think that employees themselves can take a step by looking for ways in their company today to build the skills they want. A lot of companies today have assignments that you can take on a volunteer basis or even just to go and try out on the side. And they also have like special employee resource groups and so forth where you can build and develop different types of skills than you would in the day-to-day job that you do today, all of which will be helpful for you as you think about your next step.
If you're an employer, maybe you're short on staff, how do you give them time to do these extra things that are not part of the day-to-day work? And also, sometimes, where do they expect the cost to come from, the paying of that?
And so many of these employers, particularly large ones, have these programs already in place. So there's no additional cost for it. And employers can take advantage of it, you know, throughout the day when they have breaks or even just afterwards as well, because many of these things are available in an online format for individuals to take. I know for people who come to the University of Phoenix, they tend to work evenings on their schoolwork, and then they are able to complete it all quite well.
Sounds good. If people want to find out more about some of those things you talked about today, the index, as well as what's going on with University of Phoenix, where's a good place to get started?
Well, for more information, I always recommend people go to phoenix.edu.
Sounds good. Raghu Krishnaiah, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate your insight.